The 50th episode of That's Lit with me, Shazzy D, and I just want to say a huge, huge, huge thank you to everyone who has either listened to me, tuned in, followed me from when I was back on radio, or even just until now. I appreciate it. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Now, today, I have such a wonderful guest joining me in the studio, the founder and director of Welcome Merchant, Marjorie Ten Chavez. Marjorie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Shazzy D, for having me, and congratulations on your 50th show. Woohoo!
Thank you.
Ah, I feel very special being here now. Hello, everyone.
For those who may not know what Welcome Merchant is all about, can you tell us what it is?
Yeah, sure. So Welcome Merchant is a social enterprise. For those that don't know what a social enterprise is, and I know many people still don't, it's basically a business but with a social purpose. So that could be, you know, giving back to the community, whether through environmental impact or social impact. In our case, it's giving back to the refugee and asylum seeker community. So what the main thing that we do is provide like a platform for entrepreneurs and artists, including musicians as well, who identify as a refugee, as a former refugee, or as a person seeking asylum, and they're based in Australia. So we have got an online directory where they can list their profiles there for free. We also run skill-building workshops to help them sustain their own businesses in the long run, and that's also free. And to fund those services, which are free, we run events in partnership with the refugee entrepreneurs themselves, and a lot of them are chefs and artists. So, you know, you'll find us doing a lunch or a dinner somewhere in Sydney or in Melbourne as well. We've done markets too, where the entrepreneurs that are, you know, coming to sell their products are from the refugee and asylum seeker community. And we've also done exhibitions now. By the time you listen to this episode, we've already done our first fashion show in Parramatta, which is in Indaro country in Western Sydney.
So you do a whole range of different things that support refugees and asylum seekers here in Australia.
We sure do. So connecting the wider community with the refugee-owned businesses through our social media or online directory, we bring them out into real life through our events, right? So, yeah, and it's been pretty fun, been pretty intense. So we've been running events since 2021. I should also note that Welcome Merchant started in 2020, initially as an Instagram account. And, you know, at that time, I had no idea about, I didn't have no idea about it, running a business or a social enterprise. So I really just wanted to give them a free platform. And prior to starting Welcome Merchant, I've been working in this sector since 2011. So I already knew where to find some of the business owners. I just had to find a way. I'm like, hey, why don't we promote them to the wider community? Because before Welcome Merchant, they were quite hard to find. And so we're kind of like filling that gap.
Okay, so you said you had been working in this sector. So you mean like social enterprise, kind of humanitarianism?
More the community sector.
Yes.
So that's really like, I feel like I still have very much my community sector hat on and my social justice advocate hat on, and then entrepreneur.
Wonderful. Well, it all worked together to make such a beautiful business now that you're running. And can you talk about, maybe let's step back one step and talk about kind of that feeling that launched you on this path to create Welcome Merchant. So this is 2020, the pandemic? Did that happen or
yeah,
just before?
Yeah, so when I launched Welcome Merchant on Instagram, it was March 2020. What a time.
Oh my goodness.
But if anything, that was a good time to launch it because I had spare time all of a sudden, right? So all of my weekend plans were cancelled. All of my like weeknight plans were cancelled as well. So yeah. And then so basically before that, if we go right back, so this all started in 2011. So when I was at university, I studied social science at, shout out to Macquarie University. and I was like one of the mature students in class. So then I saw that other mature students, and one of those students is a lovely, lovely person named Jess Compton. She founded a volunteer-run group that's now defunct called Villawood Volleys, and they were organising visits to the Villawood Detention Centre on weekends. And that's, for those that don't know what that is, it's an immigration detention centre in Villawood, which is like maybe 40 minutes from the CBD. And so she was telling me about this group that she started. And I was like, that's great. Like, I maybe prior to volunteering with them, I had, you know, never met a refugee or person seeking asylum, but I thought I'd go and try it out. Like, I mean, I've been doing some volunteering here and there at various organizations, but you know, this piqued my interest. She said, oh, we're going this weekend to start a worm farm. And I thought, yeah, okay, I don't know how to start a worm farm, but yeah, I'll just pretend that I do. So I will learn and then check out what this initiative is about. And I did it for almost a year. So we went not every weekend, but at least once or twice a month we would go and just hang out with them. So sometimes we do activities like worm farm. Others would just be bringing food and hanging out with them. At that time, it was more loose, like for the visitors anyway, as in like this was before the big renovation. And now when you go to Villawood, you see like at least three walls separating the poor people that are in there and from the wider community. So I think now it definitely feels more like a prison. But this was 2011. They had before the renovation, they had you know, a big common area. We were able to come in and really just, you know, play board games or hang out with them. And we were also able to bring outside food. I think they're a lot more strict now. I haven't been back there in a while, but yeah, so I did that for almost a year, and that was really the beginning for me. And I haven't looked back since.
Can you talk about how perhaps these events and these kind of initiatives that you've been doing have been impacting the people who you've been serving? What kind of things have they been saying since you've been working with them?
Yeah, so the entrepreneurs that we work with, I mean, it's been really amazing seeing how much, you know, the confidence in them grow. Like, in particular, the Syrian chef and the Malaysian Tamil chef that we work with. So the Syrian chef, when we first started working with her, actually we did our very first dining event with her and her business partner at that time. So that was April 2021. She hadn't done that many public events yet, like just mostly doing catering, like small catering jobs. And within the school community that where her children were going to, like that local school. And so I pretty much like pushed her. I mean, welcome merchant pushed her. I was like, you know, your food is delicious. You could do more. And then, yeah, her, you know, if I look back on the first time I've asked her to say a couple of words to her now, I mean, the last event we did together was end of August, and it was a Syrian brunch in Kirribilli. And she no longer has a business partner, but she pulled it off all by herself. And now she does catering for NBC. Universal.
Are you serious? Wow.
I know.
Wow.
So they just contacted
her. Can we give her a plug? Do you know what her name is?
Rasha Syrian Kitchen. So they contacted us first. Like maybe that would mean a year ago now, like for Refugee Week, and they love their food and they just contact her directly now, which is fine for us. We're not like, they're not, none of these entrepreneurs are beholden to Welcome Merchant. You know, it's just an additional way for them to earn an income. And yeah, like I think before Welcome Merchant, I think she hadn't worked in a while. She worked in something else back in Syria. She didn't come as a refugee. She came here with her husband, their family. So she's one of the lucky ones that didn't have to go through that pathway. And yes, I think she hadn't worked in ages, and she was a homemaker, or just stay at home mom. But then now she's this businesswoman catering for NBC, and she's at the Rocks Market sometimes doing cooking demos there. It's really been amazing for me to watch their journeys grow. And then I mentioned the Malaysian chef partner that we work with. You know, when I first met her, she told me, she told me a little bit about her background, and that she worked at their family restaurant back in Malaysia. And I said, okay, well, I could refer you to this organization called Ignite, who helps like aspiring entrepreneurs to really get started, like get an ABN insurance. And if you're going to run a food business, you need to have a few other like legal stuff, like food safety certificates or all the, you know, regulations. Mm. She did that. So I referred it to them. And then when she was finished, like once her business was up and running, then she started working with us as a chef collaborator. So yeah, I mean, That's I could great. Go on.
Yeah, but that is, and what a wonderful example of like the trajectory, you know, once they sign up, and even yourself, you know, directing people to where to go first, because you said this is for entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. Can you explain a little bit about how people can kind of get involved?
When we first started out, I think the first couple of businesses that we promoted, either I knew them, like from working in the sector, or through there are these websites like Ignite and Thrive. They're both organizations that help them start their business. So they've got them listed. They have these businesses listed on their website. And then kind of from there through word of mouth and media as well. And so since we started, we have featured over 130 owned businesses from across Australia. I know, it's crazy. But a lot of them are in Sydney and Melbourne, so we're hoping to, you know, give more representation to those outside of these two major cities. Mm. It's kind of just fallen that way, and then I do have a wonderful team of volunteers that helps me keep this going, and we've just brought in two new community engagement volunteers who would be contacting more organizations out there and hopefully find more businesses for us to promote as well.
Wonderful, because it is for entrepreneurs. Is that like the idea behind it? Wonderful.
And artists and musicians now as well. So, you know, they have to make money too.
Yes, that's right. Oh, 100%, 100%. You know, like creative industries are so important, and I think COVID really highlighted that. Mm-hmm. Like, without creativity, like, what is life?
Absolutely. And we actually, when if we have the budget for it, we always try and incorporate, like, a performance of some sort at our dining events. So at our first couple of Syrian dinners, I had, like, a George Karam, who is a Syrian, came here as a refugee from Syria, and he would perform. We'd sing in Arabic and with his oud. And, yeah, it kind of just adds to the vibe, right? And then we've done a couple of markets now where we've hired musicians that identify as a refugee as well. Then I mentioned before that we've done exhibitions. So through these exhibitions that we've been putting on, we've been meeting more and more artists.
That's so great. I really love hearing these stories. And it's this kind of support from the community that really makes people feel like they belong. Mm. I think it really makes people feel welcomed. Welcome, Merchant.
Yes. So actually, I just remember something at our last, the last pop-up market we did in Melbourne. Yes. This was a third one in Melbourne, and more or less the same vendors have been participating. And at the last one, a couple of them came up to me after and said, "We feel like a family now." You know,
that's so they're all sweet.
Just like, especially the ones that were outside in the outside area. It was cold that day. They're like, "We're just keeping each other warm."
Lovely. I mean, it is cold in Melbourne.
Yes, and that was in June during Refugee Week. And I thought they would be like semi inside, just didn't work out that way. But they were always like, you know, when I needed to have a break, they'll come and cover for me. But yeah, we've got a beautiful little family.
Love it. Can you talk about the hampers? You mentioned them briefly. What are these hampers?
So in September 2021, when Sydney was in lockdown, you know, I had to find a way to make some income for Welcome Merchant, just to keep the operations going. And of course, for some of the refugee entrepreneurs that we work with, in particular the caterers and things like that. And so came up with these hampers. We call them refugee-powered gift hampers. And so there's a variety of them. We have Nourish Me Good, Treat Me Good, Spoil Me Good. And they just include, like, you know, you can get Palestinian tea and made brewed in Melbourne or Nam. Auntie's Ginger Tonic, which is inspired by Yari Bangura's Sierra Leonean auntie. It's delicious, very, very, very refreshing. We also have like a Persian brekkie pouch in there. People have told me they're very addictive. And then we have like some nice candles made by Akira Grateful. He's originally from Sri Lanka, came here in the 80s, and he makes his natural soy wax candles. We have some wines in there as well from Munificent Wines, which is another social enterprise that they support. Sister Wax, which supports women, like marginalized women into it. You know, put them into the employment pathway. So, yeah, and we're about to introduce cookies. Yeah. And hopefully, fingers crossed, I'm just waiting to hear back. We want to start, hopefully we'll be selling this Pili Pili chili sauce by Afric Flavors. So,
now, can you talk about what you enjoy the most having started your business?
Well, Look, it's tough. Like, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Especially running a social, as running a business is tough, but running a social enterprise and ensuring that you are not deviating away from your values, like the original intent behind running the social enterprise, you know, it's like really, really, really tough. But what I've enjoyed the most is, well, eating well.
Yes.
I always ate so well. I mean, I've just been, you know, the variety of food I've eaten and the products I've come across are just incredible. But what I really, really still enjoy the most is hearing their stories. Sometimes, like, we meet incredible, like, some of the people that we meet are just saying, oh, wow, like, you know, we are so lucky to have met you and we're so lucky that they've given us this trust and an opportunity to highlight their stories as well. So, yeah, I still really love that because, someday, especially selling event tickets, it's getting harder and harder with the cost of living crisis and things like that. But then, you know, after the event, it all goes well. Thankfully, most of the events that we're putting on still sell pretty well. Like, great. Most of them have sold out. But, you know, it's like after these events and when we do a debrief and have a chat with the merchants afterwards, and then they give me feedback or what they've gotten out of it. That's what I really enjoy the most.
Wonderful. And can I just say congratulations to you because you recently won Social Entrepreneur of the Year.
Thank you.
And Outstanding Achievement in Business at the New South Wales Humanitarian Awards.
Yes.
Congrats. How does that make you feel?
Really great. Like, it feels that the work that we're doing is being recognized by our peers, especially like those two awards that you've mentioned, they're like within the community sector. And so to see that kind of recognition, it's really special and really important. It does give more value to what we're doing, especially if we're trying to get some more funding.
Yes.
Which is so important.
Oh, so important. Always, yes. Always, always important.
Yeah, and it's great. And it makes all our Welcome Merchant family proud too because it's for them. It's really like, I'm just the one accepting the award on their behalf, but it's like these wins are their wins. And it makes them feel that they're being seen.
Yeah.
So that's really what matters.
Amazing. And can you talk about some things that are coming up next for Welcome Merchant? What have you got in store?
Yes. So I mentioned the fashion show.
Yes.
And then we have a very big fundraiser dinner coming up with Hojak in Town Hall, which is the only hatted Malaysian restaurant in Sydney. So we partnered up with Chef Junda Koo. Shout out Junda, the best. He's a really wonderful person. So he got to try our the Malaysian chef partner that we work with, got to try her food like maybe 2 years ago and then kind of since followed her journey along. And then recently they reconnected again. She was doing a pop-up somewhere in Chippendale and then he told her, I would do a collab with you.
Amazing.
And then she told me the story. I said, because I love Hojak, I love Malaysian food. I said, do you know who Junda is? And so we just set up the whole fundraising dinner. And that's on Monday, the 9th of October at Hojak Town Hall. And so that would be, so Sanji's Kitchen is our Malaysian chef collaborator. She will be cooking alongside Junda a 12-course dinner. Yep. Ooh. And that includes like a boodle fight, which is like the big banana leaf where you put just food scattered throughout it. So that's part of the night as well. And we're donating like a third of the ticket sales to the Asylum Seeker Centre.
Oh, great.
Which they've been really instrumental with supporting a lot of the entrepreneurs that we work with because not all of them have been given refugee protection visas. A number of them are still on bridging visas. So that means, like, they have no safety net. They can be sent back anytime. So, yeah, and the Asylum Seekers Centre, they don't get much government funding, so they really provide very valuable work. So, yeah, that's a big one. It's called Chindian Night, and so it's a combination of Malaysian Chinese, which is doing this background, and Malaysian Indian, which is Sanji's background. So, nice. And amazing raffle prizes up for grabs that night as well. We got a donation from Wine Country Retreat in Hunter Valley. The grand prize is a night, one night stay at a cabin for two people in their cabin, like Hunter Valley Retreat, and and a private wine tour for two as well. Ooh. And there's a swimming pool. And yeah, so get into that. And then Hojak's giving away two vouchers that's worth $200. And then Welcome Merchant's giving away one Spoil Me Good hamper.
Amazing. So yes, get tickets. Do it.
Get tickets. Do that.
And we have Melbourne.
So Melbourne people here. Listen up, folks.
We have a Palestinian pop-up dinner at Molly Rose Brewing in Collingwood. So that's with Chef Aheda Amro from Aheda's Kitchen.
She's putting on three-course dinner, maklube, which is that upside-down rice chicken thing, some magic. Ooh. Za'atar, kinafe, you name it, all the yummy stuff, and then, you know, delicious beers on tap and drinks by Molly Rose Brewing. So that's on October 10th.
How do we find you? How do we hear more about Welcome Merchant?
Yes, so just on our website, welcomemerchant.com, and then you just, it's all there, like our directory, the events that we're doing, whatever else, photos from previous events that we've done, and on our socials, of course, so you'll find us on Instagram, at Welcome Merchant, same on Facebook and on LinkedIn. We even have a YouTube channel.
Wonderful, yes, because this will be on YouTube. So once you finish watching this, just hop right over and go and watch Welcome Merchant as well. One final question for you. Could you just talk about, I guess, one thing you would say about the importance of supporting refugees and asylum seekers here in Australia?
Yes, so I would, you know, sometimes it may come across as like, hard thing to do, because it's been going on for a while now, like the issues, but the way they've been portrayed anyway, and people might think, oh, I don't know, what else can we do? So there's always ways. So you may not hear about refugees and people seeking asylum so much in the news now, which is a good thing in a way, like at least no one's tarnishing them as the devil, like before, but there are still many, especially those seeking asylum that need our support. So, you know, whether you can buy their products directly, of course, through welcomemerchant.com, or just, you know, check out our directory and contact them there. Spread the word. You can, you know, if you have the means, you can donate to those organizations, like I mentioned, Asylum Seekers Centre. You can even volunteer your time as well. Like I have an amazing team of volunteers that are contributing their own skills. Yeah, it's important to continue supporting them because unfortunately the refugee population is continuing to grow, and then it's not going to change anytime soon. And we are in a so-called lucky country, and we still have a lot more to give. It does make a difference. That could mean they can pay their rent that week.
Yeah,
it really does make a huge difference. And for the refugees themselves, yes, I mean, you know, maybe if they're lucky enough to have been given the refugee protection visas, but there's still other ways that you can support them, like they're trying to settle in a new country. They struggle to find jobs for some of them, and so that's why they started a business. So supporting that business as well will make a difference. And then, yeah, I mean, you just have conversations with people around you as well, and you know, come and check out the markets. There's so many ways that you can support them, but it's really important. And for us to continue holding the government accountable as well, because it's not nowhere near perfect. There's still many, many issues going on. And we still have detention centres operating. Yeah. And a lot of taxpayers' money is going to that. So we need to continue holding the government accountable. Yeah.
Thank you so much again, Marjorie. It's been such a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. And thank you, everyone, for listening in.